On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's basketball team travels to Colorado this weekend to take part in the NSIC RMAC Challenge. Bryce Tesdall with us. I know that you weren't here the first time that Bemidji State played the Gophers in Matt's tenure, but I'm sure you've probably heard about it. Safe to say you guys are pretty happy with how you guys played down there?
Yeah, we were pretty happy about how we played offensively and defensively for the most part. There was a couple possessions in the game where we didn't block out, and we could have got a better shot or returned the ball over, where we thought we could have pushed the game a little further into single digits and kept the game close down to 2 or 3 minutes and maybe close the gap a little bit. But overall, we're pretty happy in how we played, and it was a good start to hopefully it's a good season.
There isn't that much of a gap between a high-end Division I player and a high-end Division II player. And I said it during the broadcast that, you know, that first step is what really separates a D1 guy. Have you ever seen anybody as fast off that first dribble as Mbakwe was?
Probably not. He's a freak, to put it in words. But, I mean, that's why he's a projected NBA first-round pick next year. And, I mean, if it wasn't for him, the Gophers wouldn't be the same. But, you know, he's gifted defensively and offensively, and he'll help him out, and we'll be a Big Ten all-performer all year.
How much better does that make you guys, having to play somebody like that early, that you kind of have it in the back of your brain at least for the rest of the season?
I mean, whenever you can step on the floor and play with that much talent against you, it's only going to help you now and down the road, because we're not going to see a guy like Mbakwe throughout the year, and it will help our big seeing what level he plays at, and watching him on film and taking a couple things. I mean, our guys have already took a couple things off the film, what he did to us. So it's beneficial anytime you can play a guy like that.
As a teammate of David Berthine's, anytime he goes up in the air, do you pretty much just think, all right, I get to go down to the other end of the floor because he's going to make it?
Probably about 80% of the time I think of that, and especially in practice. I mean, he never misses. But, you know, Dave's a good shooter. That's why he's here in 6'9", and being lengthy and being able to shoot over anybody, and his release is picture perfect. So whenever he gets the ball in scoring position, pretty much he's the guy that I know that it's going in.
You've been here through some lean years. Safe to say that you kind of like the makeup of this team and what the future may have in store for you guys?
Well, I think so. I mean, there's a lot of potential here. And, you know, I think the common bond has been more this year than any other year that I've been here. And hopefully that will lead to good things and better things in the previous 3 years. But there's a lot of potential. But, you know, we won't find out until November and December rolls around. And hopefully we can start winning games in January and February, too. So we'll see as we get down to the road.
Preseason rankings are usually based off of what a team did a year ago. You guys take any offense whatsoever to where you guys were picked? Do you use it as motivation, or just do you flat out not care?
I mean, I don't really care. Preseason rankings are preseason rankings. 7, I thought we'd be 9 or 10, but like I always say, I don't really care where we start. It's where we finish, and you know, we'd like to finish higher than 7. I think we can finish higher than 7, but you know, it's all depends on winning games, and you can't judge that until you start playing games. So.
What's it like having your brother on the roster?
I like it. I mean, I live with him, and it's nice having him on the team. My first 3 years here, I haven't been able to see him that much, him playing high school, and him been at North Dakota State previously. So it's fun. The guys really enjoy him. It's nice for me and my family just having him around, and it drives us closer just living together and playing together and seeing each other every day. So I can't say I don't like it, but, you know, we'll it'll be a good step for us this year and just enjoying the year together.
How much has he been leaning on you as to what to expect come league play?
I mean, it's a different level from what when I was in freshman, I really didn't know what the level was to be expected. But he'll find out pretty quick that it's not playing at Crosby Arrington anymore, and the level is anyone can play, and the teams are much, much better on every day. So, you know, he's finding that out in practice every single day, going against really good kids that we have here, just playing defense and offensively. But he'll find out quick, and like I told him throughout the summer, having him coming here, and I said it's not going to be easy. And, you know, he works hard every day, and I think he's ready for the challenge.
Ever been to Colorado?
No, I'm really looking forward to it. I've been to a lot of places, traveled to a lot of states, but Colorado's one I've wanted to go on. I actually have family out there in Denver, so it'll be a good trip.
Scenery's great. Enjoy it, and good luck.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.